Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the thing about a classic is that in the vast majority of cases, it can't be improved upon. For instance, the Lego brick. It is simple and ingenious and has been delighting kids and quite a few adults for decades. Yet here comes the smart Lego brick. Sharon Keelty is the founder of Jiminy Eco Toys. Sharon, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So could you explain what's a smart Lego brick? What does it do?
Yeah, so Lego have just released a huge, you know, development in what they offer over the past couple of weeks called a smart brick. So it's not a toy that's associated with a screen. You don't need an iPad or a smartphone to use it. It's just a freestanding brick that's got some lights. It's got a little speaker inside. It's the size of a normal Lego brick, Sean. It's got some sensors and it's got some, they've got smart minifigures and smart tags as well. So the idea is that you can, you know, as you move your spacecraft towards, you know, your minifigure, that the two will make appropriate noises and that lights will flash at an appropriate time. They've literally just released this news to the world very recently, so nobody has really played with it yet. But it looks really cool, I have to say. So they're going to release three sets on the 1st of March, all Star Wars themed. One of them is age 6 plus, one age 8 plus, and one is age 9 plus. And they range in price from like €70 to about €150.
Oh my God. And so is it, do you buy a kit and they're all smart bricks, or you just have one, you only need one smart brick and the rest are normal Lego?
Yeah, exactly. Just a few. So in each set, there is like one or two or three smart minifigures. In each set, there's a few smart bricks. And in some of the sets, there are smart tags as well.
Right. Now, but that, I assume that means, though, that, you know, you've bought a kit and it's to make one specific thing rather than you can make whatever you want with it.
Yeah, that's my understanding. And this is something I don't know the answer to yet, Sean, is if you took a smart brick that came in a Star Wars set, you know, that was about Darth Vader's spaceship or whatever, if I then put that into some other Lego build, would it adapt to that? I don't know. And I think the answer might be no, but that'll all be revealed over the next couple of months as these things actually come out into the world and people actually get to test them out.
Yeah, I know there's like a lot of toys are high tech nowadays and all that kind of stuff. Has Lego, as far as you know, been suffering because of that?
Yeah, well, see, Lego's very interesting, Sean, because Lego is a top three maker in the world of physical toys, along with Hasbro and Mattel. And most of the others at that scale are shareholder owned. Lego is still family owned. And so they tend to take quite a kind of leadership stance. They tend to really focus on their values. They tend to try and do the right thing. Like on sustainability, they were the ones trying to pioneer sustainable plastics for their bricks, etc. And so they've been a bit wary of going into tech, because the whole point of a Lego toy is that it's basic. It's, you know, simple mechanical toy, but they've had to dabble in it because they're competing all the time for a child's attention with more high-tech toys. My understanding is the tech that they've tried up to date hasn't really worked. So they had a few smartphone-enabled things. They had one where your smartphone could see an alternative version of your build if you pointed your smartphone at the build. They had a robot, which I actually got for my daughter, where it had a little motor and you could program the motor via a smart device, so you know, like an iPad or whatever, so that you could, it was like programming and Lego combined. That was quite cool. But in general, the things that have worked best for them have been the more basic builds, the more traditional bricks with just a cool theme, you know, so their Star Wars sets sell really well, their Ninjago sets sell really well.
Yeah, because
so
I suppose
even
if you buy a like a Star Wars set, just the way it used to be, you could, you know, you make the Star Wars figure, but then you can make any, you can disassemble it and make something else out of it.
In theory you could, yeah. But partly I think it's probably a clever business model by Lego that they've gone down the road of each set is a build that you make once and you put it on the shelf and you don't then smash it up and build something else the way you and I would have done when we were kids. Because they sell a lot more Lego that way. Oh. It's a sad reality of it. So the reality is most people are not smashing apart their builds to turn it into something else. And I do think that's a big opportunity for Lego in the future, is to use technology that already exists. There's an app called Brickit that you can take a photo of a pile of Lego on your floor and it'll tell you, okay, here are 10 builds you can make with that Lego, and it'll give you the step-by-step instructions. So it's like making a new kit out of the existing Lego collection. And I would love to see Lego making more money from that rather than trying to sell us more bricks that we actually only use once.
Yeah.
But let's see what way they'll go.
Yeah, and plus also if you stand on it, then the whole thing is wrecked. Sharon, thanks a million. That was Sharon Keelty there, founder of Jiminy Eco Toys.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.